1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. We're live, not there ourselves, but telephonically in Ukiah, California, on the Phil Henry Show in front of the Sheldon Animal Shelter out there. And Dr. Jim Sadler is going to join us. The RU486 controversy is obviously sweeping the country. Abortion is back on the front burner in the terms of discussions around the country. And it's animal rights and the, I guess, the treatment of animals is also involved in this discussion. Dr. Sadler is out at in Ukiah this afternoon, and it sounds like you've got a pretty fairly active area out there right now with protesters, Dr. Sadler.
So right now we have a good crowd here that is basically sort of keeping the noise up. Yeah, you can hear in the background running the kennels here at the animal shelter.
Why are you guys out there? And I know that it has to do with RU 486, but you're at an animal hospital, right?
We're at an animal clinic, and it's run by several doctors. RU 486, to answer your question, is an abortion pill. Abortion is against the law because there's a law against murder. And we do believe that abortion is murder.
Why are you guys out there?
I'm sorry, Phil?
Why are you there?
Well, we're here because we have another Holocaust that is being committed in animal hospitals and veterinary clinics across the country that has not been addressed. And that is the random spaying and neutering that goes on of pets. We are told it is a population control issue, but are we to believe that this is not right as well as the spaying and neutering? And when you take scum like Bob Barker, who encourages the wholesale slaughter and butchering of the unborn, the Holocaust continues. It's sterilization.
Yeah, but this is sterilization of animals, right? And how does this have anything to do with abortion, RU 486, or anything else?
Well, it's sterilization of animals, Phil. But the last individual to encourage mass sterilization, maybe you've heard of him, okay? It's an individual you may have heard of named Adolf Hitler, okay? And when you see that there are a lot of animals, tell that to, when you talk about the rights of animals, okay, tell that to Henry Berg, okay? He founded the Society for the Cruelty Prevention of Animals, okay? And tell that to Tippy Henry.
Who is the gentleman?
What?
Who is the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals?
That was Henry Berg, Phil, okay? Bridget Bardot, okay? Doris Day. These are
Bridget Bardot what?
These are individuals, Phil, private citizens who work on behalf of being nice to animals. RU 486, if it's made available to pet owners, will become even more of a death drug than it is now.
But again, Dr. Sadler, not to interrupt you, because I can barely hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine, Phil.
All right. RU-486 is an abortion pill that is taken by human beings.
But it's opened our eyes to the Holocaust that's going on every day in animal clinics and animal shelters, the spraying and neutering of animals. And when you look at the...
But again, this is this is sterilization. This is not abortion.
Wrong. It's preemptive abortion, okay? Okay, hold on for a minute.
All right, Dr. Jim Sadler on the line with us.
They are trying to move us back away from the animal shelter right now.
All right, we're talking with Dr. Jim Sadler. Our number is 1-800-449-8686 as we talk about RU-486, the abortion pill, and how it's, in the doctor's understanding, is it could be used by people to on animals so that we are going to see abortions among animals.
We're seeing it already, okay? And what we're saying is, you look at the joy that animals have given us, Lassie or Benji or what have you, Tiger from the Brady Bunch, okay? Babe was a pig in the city, okay? In the film King Kong, the animal that played Kong was a gorilla from Diane Fossey's compound in Kenya that Ms. Fossey affectionately called Red, okay? Red was going to be killed by poachers, okay? And he became her constant companion, eventually finding his way into a great film, King Kong, okay? And this is...
All right, you're talking about a lot of animals on film. You're talking about Benji. Who else? King Kong.
King Kong, was it?
All right, you're talking about a lot of animals on film that might have died were it not for spaying... That might have been neutered?
That might have been neutered. And if his mother had been neutered at an animal hospital in Nairobi, which is the capital of Kenya, for a cane, then it would be a slightly different story. What we're saying to everybody who has a pet, what we're saying to people out there who are considering taking RU486, you want to abort a human being, I guess that's your business. But you better stop at the animals because they are defenseless creatures, okay? And to spay and neuter and to deprive these women of their...
But you're talking about a dog, okay? You say depriving these women...
But you're depriving them of their ability to have children. And you're depriving them of their right to choice, okay?
All right, you're talking about dogs, right?
I'm talking about dogs. I'm talking about cats. I'm talking about all of them that have been a part of the spaying and neutering controversy. You deprive them of their right to choose. You are depriving them of a basic...
Okay, I don't know that dogs or cats or any other animal like that can choose.
But Phil, it's abortion. It robs the animal of their ability to give life, okay? And as far as we're concerned, it's a necessary evil to come out here and protest this. Get out of there.
All right, I know the crowd is...
The crowd's getting a little unruly now. Get out of there. We had people pushing us back down. Hold on, Phil.
All right, they're in Ukiah out in front of a animal clinic where they perform sterilizations, they perform neutering on animals.
Right, okay. Well, we're trying to stop the Holocaust from happening, and we're trying to keep the animals from dying, okay? And the abortions that are going on make me want to puke my guts up, okay? 486, okay?
All right. 1-800-449-8686. We'll go to our first call here, St. Petersburg, on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
I do not think that this in any way, shape, or form is animal cruelty. I think it has nothing to do with...
What about the right to life?
Sterilization with...
What about the right
Nazis?
To life? What about the right to life? A lot of people can't answer that question, Phil. There is a right to life.
What about the right to life?
That's right.
What about the overpopulation of animals that run through our streets?
You want to go out and butcher them up. Well, you want to go out and butcher them up for kicks?
And they're wild.
You want to butcher them up for kicks?
They're not butchering them up. This has nothing to do with...
You want to go out and butcher up animals for kicks?
This has to do with an overpopulation issue with animals.
You have an animal's right to life. And an animal... Why does life have anything to do strictly with humans? I thought we're talking about all life. Okay.
Animals.
Okay.
I have animals.
All right, look, there's a lot of people who...
Okay.
That's fine. You want to put them through that. But what about the animal's right to give birth? The animal's right to have a litter.
Who's going to take care of all of them?
Why do you
are
have
you?
To talk in the
are
first
you?
Place?
Are you going to fund this? Are you going to privately fund the caring of all these animals?
Are you? You have
if
the
you,
dog.
If you are, you,
you
can come over to my house and pick up about 30 of them that run wild in the neighborhood.
Well, you have the dogs. You want to, you know...
I don't have dogs.
Hey,
I've
you have the
cats.
Dogs. You do the time. You
and I take
time.
Care of them.
All
I
right.
think you're out of your mind.
No, I'm not out of my mind. It's a right to
I think
life
you
issue.
Are.
Well, I think you are. I think you are.
Okay. All right, I am. But I also am responsible pet owner.
Thank you very much.
Responsible pet owner?
Pet owner is what she said. Clearwater on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey there.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to address this gentleman who is saying that this is not a good thing for animals.
We're talking about a right to choose.
Animals have the right to choose? What planet are you
from? Excuse me, wait a second.
Ever been to an SPCA or an animal shelter where they're just sitting in cages
Do you know who Henry Berg is?
Do I know what?
Do you know who Henry Berg is?
No, I do not.
Right, he founded the SPCA, ma'am, so I know a little bit about the SPCA. And
I can't believe that you would take this stand. I go there at lunchtime sometimes, and I would just love to take all
you
these
wanna
animals
butcher them
home.
Up? You want to butcher them up?
No, I don't want to butcher them up.
Well,
I want to come home and love them.
Why are you eliminating a dog's right to choose as much as a cat?
That's just silly. Dogs don't have a right to choose.
Well, okay,
that's
so
like asking
on the one
a
hand,
tree if I can cut its limb off,
you know that a tree cannot respond or in any way communicate. A dog or cat can. I would also say...
You are a silly man.
No,
I have
two
dogs.
I'm not
when
being
we communicate...
Silly.
Well, as much as a human and a dog can communicate, but I have them both saved so that they
you
do not
believe
have
in life. You say
unwanted
you,
puppies
you
out
you,
there that have to get butchered
you know
or thrown to the wayside.
How do you know they're not wanted by the mother of those puppies? How do you know they're not wanted by the bitch or by the sire? If you say
how do
that
I,
you love
I guess
animals,
I don't know that,
you,
but you know what? It's a choice
right
that I
choose.
Feel very comfortable with.
Well, you may, but your dog may not, and that's why we're out here today trying
you know,
to educate people.
Sometimes I say to my dog,
sit,
and she doesn't sit. And I'm thinking, if she can't learn a command to sit, how
well,
the hell is she going to know how to raise puppies?
Well, let me ask you a question. Why don't I just say, I'll say this to you. Sit. Are you sitting?
I'm sitting.
Oh, good. See, you did what I told you.
No, I'm driving.
No dog wants its nads cut off. Would you enjoy having your
husband's
nads cut off? All right. Thank you, ma'am, for your... You're going to have to get that crowd under control or wherever he is in that situation, Craig, if you get on the line with the on-site producer, because he's in the middle of a loud noise. And also, ask him to watch that what-if-your-husband's-nads-were-cut-off stuff, because... All right, 1-800-449-8686. Dr. Jim Sadler is at the Sheldon Animal Clinic in Ukiah, California, protesting the sterilization of animals, the what they call... The Holocaust of the Unborn Among Dogs and Cats. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. We have a live line out to Ukiah, California at the Sheldon Animal Clinic. Dr. Jim Sadler is out there, and we're talking to him about protests going on over spaying and neutering dogs. This is the first time I've ever heard, Dr. Sadler, spaying and neutering dogs compared to abortion or a right-to-life issue. Or
well, it's about time, Phil, because we see these animals deprived of the right to have a family.
When we say deprived of the right to have a family, they have a litter that's in a cardboard box. And
but I think that the disrespect that we have for life, which we see in things like RU 486, and we see in things like abortion on demand, extends out to the animal. In my book, Animals Are Mothers Too, we have often...
Now, I know the book is called what?
Animals Are Mothers Too, which is in its second printing right now. We talk about... the fact that this Holocaust, this butchery, and this dehumanization of the animal will continue until we can finally bring ourselves to at least give the animal a choice as to whether it wants to have, a litter or not.
How do you give an animal a choice?
I think there are ways you do that in communication. Do you know whether your dog has to go outside? And pardon my language, Mr. Henry, but do you know whether your dog needs to go outside and have a bowel movement out in the grass?
Of course.
Then you will know other things about your animal.
Okay. Knowing whether my dog has to go outside and take a crap is different from knowing whether my dog wants to have a family.
No, I don't see any difference at all. It can make its feelings known. And
well, he stands at the door like he wants to go outside. How's he supposed to tell me that he wants to have a family?
Generally, the way an animal communicates that will stand somewhere around the bed, where your bedroom, where you and your wife have, forgive me, sexual relations. Where
okay, all right. We don't have to bring my wife or my family.
But you understand what I'm saying?
No, I'm afraid I don't. I'm going to go to a phone call here. This is, where are we at? This is Pennsylvania on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello? Okay, hold on for a minute. Pennsylvania, hello, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, I had a comment about the right of life.
This is Dr. Sadler, yes.
It's more a question of the quality of life. I'm an advocate of animal rights, but a quality of life is so much more important. and there are so many other issues to attend to before spaying and neutering.
Well, the spaying and neutering, I think, is the beginning of a butchery of an animal's right to choose.
Again, I am a firm believer in animal rights. I support it 100%, but there are many other issues.
Well, what other issues are bigger than the right to life? Than the right to bring
the quality of life.
To bring a dog into this world and to give a dog a chance.
I understand where you're coming from, but
yes.
Give a dog a chance.
There's suffering going on. Do you understand? There's too much suffering.
And you can hear it behind me. Listen to this, Phil.
Yeah, we can hear it.
You hear those dogs? They're in cages.
I think the doctor is kind of impenetrable at this point.
Well, you need to move away from that. Get away from that cage.
Right. But that's what we're trying to say. And in so saying it, I think we can make it happen. Let's give peace a chance. And let's give that dog a chance, too. All right? Have you got a dog?
Yes.
What's his name?
Kashmir.
Kashmir?
Yeah.
Right on. Right on, baby.
Yeah, whatever. Is Kashmir a boy or a girl, ma'am?
She's a girl.
Those dogs know that they're about to lose their right to life right behind me. That's why they sound so
doctor,
sad.
Doctor, any animal biologically wants to reproduce. That is not an issue. They all want to reproduce. That's life. But we are here
as
to make
humans.
Sure that the quality of their life is good.
What about RU486?
Well, that's a whole other issue.
Well, I don't think so.
Yeah, it is a whole lot. People take that. Dogs don't.
In your opinion.
Yeah, all right. Thank you for your call, ma'am. 1-800-449-8686. San Francisco on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, the point that I was wanting to make is that dogs do... And I think that dogs do not make choices. Dogs act on instinct. If a dog has an opportunity to go out in the back or get out of the house and do what it knows how to do, a dog is going to do that every time.
Exactly.
So how can you connotate that as a choice that the dog is going to make?
The dog understands that it wants to chase a ball. The dog understands that it wants to pinch off, it needs to go to the bathroom. It also understands that it wants to, just as any human being might want to relax, have sexual relations, and to
relax.
That's
right. And when human beings have that urge, that's the difference between us and the dogs, is that we'll say no, we shouldn't do it, or no, we choose not to do it. Anytime that a dog has an opportunity to put its privates together with another dog, it's going to take it. So I don't understand what you're talking about as far as choice.
All right, and I don't mean to offend you, but how is that any different from you or me? You know as well as I do that if we had the opportunity, we'd jump a bush if we thought a snake was in it.
Yeah, but absolutely. But I tell you what,
I'm not jumping
a bush right now, and that's because I'm a human and I can make that choice.
But
if the dog wanted to be jumping a bush right now, if it had the opportunity, you damn well did. The dog would be jumping the bush.
If you had the opportunity right now to have yourself a little afternoon delight, as opposed to talking with me, I know what I'd do, right?
What afternoon delight, and what we were talking about before, what you were talking about was the choice to have a family.
Well, I'm saying dogs make choices every time they think, should I eat or sleep or chase a bird? That's a basic choice that a dog...
Excuse me, do you have a phone that's anywhere away from those dogs? I can barely hear you.
I say that a dog makes a choice every time it says, should I eat, should I sleep, or should I chase a bird?
No, it isn't. That's all instinct.
I think so.
Have you ever heard of a dog going on a fast to lose weight?
Yes, I have.
You have? What have you heard of this?
There are certain breeds of dogs that will stop eating.
What do you mean, go on a fast? All right, sir, hold the line. Thank you very much. 1-800-449-8686. Dr. Jim Sadler talking about a dog's right to choose to have a litter or not.
that bright red rosy on the county line for that one.
Hold on. We're on the air, okay, Dr. Sadler?
All right.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. There is a gathering of, I don't know, probably about a couple of hundred people out in front of the Ukiah Animal Shelter protesting spaying and neutering of dogs and cats as a step along the Holocaust road begun by abortion. And again, people are trying to make the point that there is no choice. Dogs and cats don't have a choice. Human beings do. For a dog and a cat, to say that you're eliminating a dog and a cat's right to have a family is almost nonsensical.
It may sound nonsensical, Phil, to people who don't have pets. But again, I would say...
You're telling me that the way a dog lets his owner know that he wants to have sex is that he goes into the owner's bedroom and stands near the bed.
That's correct. And I had...
But that sounds nonsensical.
Phil, I will tell you, I've been around animals my whole life. I had a German shepherd that literally would go into my nightstand drawer and would pull the box of condoms out of there that I had. That I keep a box of condoms because I am single... And I'm very active sexually. I'm not trying to, that's apropos of nothing.
Right, we don't need to know that.
Well, but I'm saying I do generally keep a box of at least 100 to 200 condoms in my nightstand, and the animal would go and pull them out. Some people may consider that to be an animal being very, very mischievous, okay? But the way I see it, that animal is sending a message that, yes, it wants to procreate in some way. I give that animal a choice, okay? And that's the difference between me and these people who want to butcher them up in a neutering clinic.
All right, here is Amsterdam on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I am a veterinarian assistant at an animal hospital here, and I cannot believe this man's even a veterinarian.
I didn't say I was a veterinarian, ma'am.
I didn't think you were. With the thousands upon thousands of animals euthanized every year.
What's that supposed to mean?
Because of unwanted homes.
No, you said you didn't think I was a veterinarian. What's that crack supposed to mean?
Anyone who's a veterinarian would know of thousands of animals every year that are not wanted and euthanized.
These animals are euthanized, ma'am. That's one thing. We're talking about sterilization and neutering, which immediately removes the right of a choice from a dog to have a family or to have a litter. This
is
a modern-day Holocaust.
Dogs have a litter, and people sell them to make money, or they dump them, or they end up in shelters.
That's what a
These
human...
These animals do not raise the puppies and send them to college.
Do they have the right to at least make that choice? That's
no,
what I'm saying.
They're dogs.
You don't
If we let dogs and cats procreate like that, we're going to have to open a hunting season on them like deer.
And I suppose
because
you...
there's going to be so many around.
So you believe in abortion?
This has got nothing to do with abortion.
This has absolutely nothing to do with abortion. We're talking, then we shouldn't be able to shoot deer.
I don't know what's going on over there.
Well, he's too close to the dogs.
Get away from that, okay?
I'm sorry, Phil. Go ahead.
I mean, that would go for any animal, then. We should not be able... If we let dogs...
Domesticated animals have been around human beings long enough to understand the concept of family. And again, if a dog can tell you it needs to go outside to go pee on a tree, it can tell you that it needs to go outside and find some...
No, it can't. That is a bunch of baloney.
Are you telling me that an animal can't tell you that it needs to go outside to go pee?
Yes, but a dog is not going to come out and tell me, I want to go out and have a family and raise children.
No, but
there's
a Cocker Spaniel that worked with Dr. Wayne Beefree that used to get a pair of pink furry handcuffs out of his closet, if you can believe this, okay? Animals are natural nurturers. Okay.
Animals are animals, and
what do you mean, pink handcuffs?
That's what he did. Okay? And for you to sit there in Amsterdam or wherever you are and say to me that a dog has no rights to life, I think,
I'm not saying a dog doesn't have right to life.
Okay. All right.
I'm saying that the not staying and neutering your animals is going
to
cause...
Wait, we have a right to be here. We have a right to be here.
All right, what is going on now?
We've got some police activity here. But I'm saying we've got a right to be here.
I'm not. You do have a right.
You're
to
telling
be
me
there.
I don't have a right to stand here?
No,
all right,
you do.
Fine.
I believe in
Thank
freedom
you.
Of speech.
It's a peaceful protest.
All right, ma'am. Thank you for your call. What's going on now?
We do have activity here, Phil. I will keep you updated on it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Dr. Jim Sadler is out at the Sheldon Animal Clinic in Ukiah, where there is some police activity with regard to their protest against spaying and neutering, and the idea that a dog should have the right to choose whether he wants to have a family or not. You made a comment that I have to say something about right now, that when a dog wants to have sex with a female or vice versa, he goes to your nightstand and pulls your condoms out of the drawer. Is that right?
That's my experience with that dog, yes.
All right, so the dog stands at the door and whimpers and says he wants to go out and go to the bathroom.
Correct.
Or he'll go to your nightstand and drag condoms out of there because he wants to have sex with another dog.
That is correct. And I think if more people were...
That is absurd.
Phil, if more people were observant of their animals' behavior, that would be, I think, something that they would notice.
All right, hold on. Here is Salt Lake City on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Salt Lake City, hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, you know, he keeps saying slaughter, and I think that he's missing the whole point, that if these dogs have children, you're sending their children to be slaughtered. They're going to end up in a shelter somewhere, and they're going to end up getting euthanized.
How do you
That's where
that?
The real slaughter is.
Well, so you know as well as I do that animals have litters every day. A lot of these dogs grow up to be very healthy.
Yes, a lot, but most end up in a shelter and end up getting slaughtered.
No, I disagree.
What are the statistics?
Well, you can't disagree. There's the numbers. Look at the numbers. There are statistics for this, and most of them end up in a shelter.
Most of them go on to become fruitful and productive dogs, and then, well, but that's...
Fruitful and productive.
They do.
You know, I am really glad that psychos like you have chosen this absurd issue to debate, because if you chose something that people really cared about, they might actually listen to you.
Hold on. You're calling me a psycho, correct? Hello?
Aren't you?
No, sir.
You're standing out in front of an animal clinic protesting a dog's rights.
Remain nonviolent.
All right, there is police activity now. I can hear the... there's a police car there.
Right, remain nonviolent. We are going to be nonviolent, Phil, in the face of this. No! This is handcuffs.
All right, what's going on?
The handcuffs are on too tight. Hell no, I won't go. Hell no. Ow!
All right. Gentlemen, Salt Lake City still there?
Yes.
Caller, thank you very much, sir, because I'm out here getting arrested. What are you doing? Nothing. Hello?
That's right, because I think it's silly to get arrested over that issue. I'll get arrested over a real issue.
No.
Like real abortion.
All right, I don't know what's going on there right now, but thank you for your call, sir. What's up with that siren?
I don't know. It's stuck.
Have you been handcuffed?
Oh, it hurts. Hell no, we won't go. Ow!
What is going on?
Put on the handcuffs. Yeah, that feels good.
Okay.
Remain peaceful.
Here is West Palm Beach on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
This guy's got me really upset. You know, I don't know what he's talking about. Animals have rights to have babies. Animals don't have rights. We have responsibilities to take care of animals, and that's how we take care of animals.
Well, animals don't have rights, so you can be cruel to them if you want?
You can eat them if you want. You can go to any McDonald's and eat all the animals you want.
What about a dog? What about a cat?
Go to Korea.
What about
you've had a dog or a cat.
What about cruelly the animals?
Ken, it's our responsibility to treat animals well. So when we eat them, we're supposed to kill them humanely.
Okay.
When we have
you eat dogs?
Other countries eat dogs. I've been to Chinese restaurants. I probably have eaten a dog once in a while.
Do you eat dog?
Not as a habit.
Yeah.
But I eat cow.
See?
I eat cow. I eat chicken. And I have cats and I have dogs. And
you turn that siren off?
All right.
God.
I'm under arrest, Phil.
And get rid of that crowd, all right?
Okay.
And get rid of the dogs while you're on top of things.
How's that?
Good. 1-800-449-8686.
You still there?
Yeah, I'm here. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. From a previous Phil Henry show.
My mother moved here to this country almost 40 years ago, all right? She's straight Japanese. She had to learn how to speak Japanese, all right?
Did they have no radio shows in Japanese in those days?
Okay, no, not in the United States.
I'm not familiar with it.
Okay.
No, they didn't. 40 years ago, no.
Think about it. 40 years ago, all right?
Okay, I don't
remember
know.
Remember Japan went to war with the United States? Remember that?
Right, because we defeated Japan in a war that maybe they would have some Jap shows on. That's all I'm saying.
All right, I don't call you nasty names. Don't start with playing with me.
What did I say?
You said Jap. That's not considered polite.
I didn't know that.
Oh, you didn't know that, okay.
No, I mean, I saw a war movie the other day with Lloyd Bridges and with Robert Taylor, and he said, come on,
look,
you dirty
Jap.
Look,
I think you live in the fantasy world. You watch too much television.
Dude, everything you're saying has to do with TV.
No, I saw a TV show called Baton. Robert Taylor had a machine gun at the end, and he goes, come on, you dirty Japs.
That was a war movie, an old black and white war movie from way, way back. Okay, that's when they called people those names, all right?
Well, it was cool because he was machine gunning all the Japs up.
Oh, that's real cool.
That's great, man.
Yay.
I thought you're from a political action committee called Los Malos, and you're coming on here telling me about how bitching it was to see a Robert Taylor war movie.
See, the white man yelling at me, ma'am.
You are instigating it. If you would sit there and use your intelligence, you obviously have some sort of intelligence if you head up a Hispanic group. You have to have some sort of intelligence.
I'm a leader in my community. Yes,
well,
ma'am.
Very good. You're a leader in your community. Have you gone to school?
I'm currently going nights.
To college?
Right now I'm working on my GED.
Very good. That is a step in the right direction. All right.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Is the word "nip" considered to be an insult?
Yes, it's considered to be an insult.
Forget
all
about
right?
Jap
We're
and forget
idiots.
About nip. Just right. say Japanese people, okay?
All right.
You know, you're rude. You are rude.
I'm just trying to figure out. God, man, all
you
I want to do is speak some Spanish.
Would you, no,
Santa Barbara, mi barrio, mi raza, la raza.
This guy's nuts.
La raza.
Do you have a job?
Right now I'm between jobs. I do have an auto detailing business.
And do all of your customers Spanish?
No, because the Spanish, they'll stiff you on the tip. Most of the people I work with...
We'll see what you're saying, the Spanish...
No, I'm just saying, most of the people are a lot of zipperheads and a lot of Anglos, too.
I don't know what a zipperhead is. What is a zipperhead?
You know, like an Oriental.
An Oriental is a zipperhead?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that's a new one on me, okay. I'll have to remember that. Anyways,
just said for you not to say Jap and not to say Nip.
I know what you...
Then that also includes offensive terms like zipperhead.
I'm not familiar.
Yes, you are, and you're doing it on purpose.
Okay.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you.
How about slant?
All right, that's, you know what? I'm hanging up on him. If you had something you wanted to finish saying, ma'am, go right ahead.
I just don't understand why he has to be this arrogant. I mean, like I said, there are plenty of places that you can go. Most of America is bilingual at this point. I mean, a lot of places that you go to, you can speak Spanish to just about anyone.
Yeah.
My cousin came over from Japan. We went up to New York City. She
mm-hmm.
No English.
Mm-hmm.
Had no problem finding somebody to speak Japanese to her.
What about Chink?
Phil Henry. Flashback.
Okay, I got a little announcement. Not a little announcement, just something for you guys to know that this is the one-year anniversary of our show. Our one-year anniversary being on at KFI in Los Angeles, and a one-year anniversary, actually four years we have been on in L.A., and a year that we have had our show syndicated nationally. And when we first started, I really wanted to impress upon people the fact that this show is very different. It's not like any other talk show that's ever been or ever will be. And so we wanted to have bumpers and rejoins and all of the mechanics of doing a syndicated show. We wanted all of those things to be really different. Or at least hopefully they would be a little bit different. I mean, in other words, we didn't want to do bumper music. And we didn't want to do, you know, all that jive. So I said, well, how about if we come back with a sound effect of an airplane? Like, we rejoin the network with a sound effect of an airplane. Do people know what I'm talking about by rejoin? Probably not. No, I don't. Most people don't get it. What I'm saying is, we go back to the local stations for commercial breaks, and then when we come out of the local break, the local commercials, then we go into our national show, and you have to have some noise there, some sound, some music, so that the people know to bring your show back on nationally. So we started out with these things, and these were airline sound effect bumpers. In a moment, you'll hear a bing-bing sound, and then you'll hear a stewardess or a flight attendant's voice come on.
Phil Hendry 先生一齊飛行，我哋現在正係響3萬尺高空中飛翔。順便告訴大家 ，Chopstick， 我哋今晚嘅特別嘉賓係 Jackie Chan 先生。仲有一題嘅係 Fortune Cookie。And now here's Phil.
See, and then after I heard that for the first 300 times that we used it. Then all I wanted to do was go home and hear that noise going through my head as I realized they sucked beyond all recognition. Because the first time you hear it's fine, but then about the 536th time you hear it, because you're playing it, what, about 4 times an hour? All you want to do is just put it in the mouth and go, Ernie, hey, look, a gun cleaning accident. Oh, I'm sorry. Because they suck. Here's another one. And you can't kill them either. Here comes the flight attendant. Here comes the bing-bing. Station's supposed to know. And now the Phil Hendry Show. Here it is.
Bonjour et merci de voler des lignes.
What are they saying? We don't know.
Phil Hendry. Nous contrôlerons d'une altitude de 30 000 pieds. D'ailleurs, Jerry Lewis.
See, Jerry Lewis. Isn't that funny? Jesus. And that thing didn't last that long either. So we decided that that would be what we would do to try to make the thing unique, and we went about 3 months with that, and we went back to, guess what, bumper music, because we realized it was a lot easier to do the show that way. And so we go to, I don't know, some 80 cuts, different bumpers that you hear us rejoin the show with, and it's a lot better than listening to that crap. But that was 1 year ago, and we thought we were just so different. God, did they, when I first heard them played in the, you know, in the production room, I thought, well, they ain't bad. When I heard them on the air for the first time, I couldn't stand them. But anyway, that's some of the things that we dealt with very first months that we were on the air nationally. And I remember we started with like 18 radio stations, and now we have, what do we have, like 3,640, oh, 68, I'm sorry. I knew I was close. So we started with like 18 radio stations and with a network that most people, you wouldn't believe, for those of you guys listening around the country, there were so many people here in Los Angeles who said, oh, the guy, it's never going to get off the ground. His show is never going to get off the ground. He's never going to get much more than 15, and they'll cancel him in about 3 months. That's just always been the case with my show and with the radio press in Los Angeles. But here we are with 68 stations 1 year later, and it's only going to get bigger and better, especially if we keep hearing that. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.